Thank you for calling Igmas. My name is Kanisha. Message you today?
Yes, this is Brandon Niet. I just ordered the first two issues of the DeLorean, and it was on my card for $1.95, and then it's like they refunded my money. What's going on?
Okay, may I have the email address you have used with the order?
Yes, ma'am. It's N as in Nancy, I as in Igloo, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, and then it's B as in boy, R as in Randy, A as in Andy, N as in Nancy, D as in Donald, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy at yahoo.com.
Thank you so much. Allow me one moment, please. Okay, I was able to pull up your account. Okay, so far, let's see. Okay, so far, I did not see any issues with the account because the order was shipped out back on the 16th. That was sent to the warehouse.
The thing was, I've placed an order before, and they canceled it because they didn't have none in stock. And then they told me that it was back into stock, and they took the money out before, and it was not in stock, and they gave me the money back. And then they told me that it was back into stock, and they took my money out again and put it towards the issues. Then they refunded my money for the second time.
Okay, let's see.
I'm like, what? They don't want me to get the model because I'm paying for it.
Okay, so far the charge has not been confirmed yet, but I do see that you have canceled out the order, then it was refunded back to the account. I do see.
Well, yeah, it was refunded twice.
Let's see.
I was trying to get the DeLorean time machine the first time, and they charged me $1.95 because I had the papers for it. I had the picture that it was been purchased with my card. Then they refunded my money, saying that they didn't have none in stock, and they canceled my account. They whatever they did, they canceled it. And I called back and I said, I really want the kit because they said it was out of stock. And then I called them and said it was back in stock. So I had to reactivate the account. And then I paid another $1.95, which I had it twice on my card. But they refunded it both times.
Okay. So I did see on the account that right now it's just showing as a test charge because it was just sent out to the package. It has not been confirmed. Once the package gets shipped out, the charge will be confirmed.
Well, I mean, they take the money out, and then they put it right back in there, and then they took it out, and then they took it out again, and then they put it right back in the card.
Yes, sir. The charge has not been confirmed yet.
What? What are they doing? I mean, I figured they'd take the money out, $1.95. And hold on to it until the issues get there and then send them out. I mean, they're just playing back and forth. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I understand. We only charge when we ship out. So, yes, sir, I do understand what you're saying. But right now, the charge we're seeing is just a test charge.
They did tell me that they were sending it out. So they took the $1.95 out the second time. But then they refunded me and put it back into my account. I don't understand what's going on here. What's the issue of trying to get the issues of the DeLorean time machine?
Okay. All I know is that we only charge when we ship out. I mean, is there like an issue with the bank or anything? Maybe they're like putting a block to the charge?
There's nothing wrong with the bank. I have the money. There's nothing wrong with that card.
Yes, sir. So far, I do not see any issues on the end because the charge is still showing as a pending charge. So once it stops pending, it will be confirmed. So there should be any more issues.
I might have to just go on eBay and order them for people that had the first set all the way to the issues, and then just buy them out that way through the eBay that people have got the issues, but they didn't want to mess with them, so they just put them on eBay to sell. Because I'm just getting a run around with y'all. I mean, I've purchased that in March of the 1st, and it's like, this is almost over, and it's almost April, and I still have not seen any issues.
Yes, sir, I do apologize. I mean, the package has been sent over to a warehouse, so they're in the process of shipping it out. I can even apply a 20% discount on your future orders if you still remain the subscription with us.
No, thank you. I'm just going to go through eBay, and I'm going to buy the issues through eBay. Because apparently someone is messing up, and they're not even shipping out the order, I mean, the two first issues for $1.95. You know, and I've waited almost a whole month now, and they took out the $1.95 twice, but refunded that money twice, and they canceled my account the first time. So they refunded my money. And then I called them back. I said, why did you cancel that account? They said, we don't have any issues, and we're out of stock, so we have to wait till we get them back in stock. So I had to call them back and reactivate the account. Then they took the $1.95 out again, and then they emailed me saying, the DeLorean is back in stock, and we're sending you the first issues. And they took the $1.95 out. I check it again. They refunded the $1.95 back into my bank account for the second time.
I do apologize for that experience, sir.
What do I need? What do I need? A real banking account? Like Regions? Because apparently this card that I have, I don't know what's going on. It's like my payment keeps getting refunded back into my card. Do I need a Regions banking account? Like a real bank account, like a Visa?
No, sir. The card on fire, it looks just fine.
Well, then what's going on? Why does my money keep getting put back into my account after they take it out? Then they put it back in there. It's like it's flopping back like a fish.
I mean, so far, I did not see any issues on my end. I do apologize.
Wow. People are so special. Oh, I can't keep up with it. You're slow. Man, I'm fast. I'm like, you know... Dang, this is taking forever. I didn't know it was going to take 5 months just to get to me after I paid like 6 times and it keeps getting refunded. I don't understand that.
Yeah, so you are still going to receive the first shipment. I mean, they are in the process of shipping it out. I do apologize for the delay. I'm sorry, sir. What did you say?
I said when it will be here, like the year 2685.
No, sir. You will receive the track information once it has been shipped.
They told me that it was in stock and they were shipping it to me. And then they took the money out. But then they put it right back in the bank account. And there's nothing. It must be a British thing.
Yes, sir. I do apologize.
I'll just cancel this through Eagle Moss, and then I'll go to eBay and buy the issues from private people that had the issues through Eagle Moss, and they're selling them on eBay. Because apparently Eagle Moss is not reliable.
Okay, sir. I will go ahead and cancel any future shipments. The shipment you will still receive a first shipment.
You keep taking the money out and then put it back in. Then you take it back out and put it back in. I don't know what's going on. I haven't seen the first two issues in like 20 days. I mean, I'm wasting time here. I could have bought the first two issues or all four issues for a certain price and get all of them coming in at the same time. And they're all brand new, never even used. Because I can't wait around until y'all start sending me the first two issues.
Yes, I do. I apologize. I understand what you're saying.
No, I'm going to be double charged. If you wait too long, then you're going to be sending me 30 issues, and then I have to pay $485,000. I'll leave it alone. I'll let it stay. But if it don't receive, if I don't receive the first two issues and they take the money out of my account, after April 20th, if I don't see the first two issues, then I'll cancel because I don't know what's going on. I'm waiting for issues of the car parts and nothing. And I paid for them. It's like a page or something I don't have.
Okay, sir. Well, if it's still happening, then please give us a call back. We can see if there's an issue going on our end. We'll have to escalate this over.
The first time it was out of stock. But then they emailed me and said it was back into stock that we're sending you the first two issues. I have the email on my phone. So they took the $1.95 out the second time, but then they put it back in, and I still have not seen the first two issues.
Yes, sir. They're in the process of being shipped out. You will receive the tracking information when it has been shipped out.
Oh, sweet, gentle Jesus. The world will be gone before it starts to get shipped out, man. I mean, people have already got their 100th issue, and I can't even get the first two. I'll just let it ride. It'll probably take 80 years, but I'll let it stay and probably never get the issues in the first place. Because they won't send them because they told me it was sent and they charged me. But then they didn't send them and they put the money back in the account. I'm not understanding that. How hard is it to put two issues and put two parts in the thing and send them out? I mean, do you have my right address?
The address does look right on the account. I mean, the address is 725 Jordan Street, apartment 237.
Yes, Shreveport, Louisiana 71101.
Yes, sir. The address is correct. We just have to wait for the issues to be back in stock. But so far, it's back in stock. Now it's in the process of shipping out.
I don't understand why they refund the money. It's like they charged me twice at $1.95, but they keep putting it back in my bank. Is there like a manager or like somebody higher up that I can talk to and find out why?
We do not have one in right now. You could give us a call back tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll let it ride and I'll wait till they come in. It'll probably be never, but yeah, I'll wait.
Okay. Well, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Not really.
Okay. Well, again, I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Yeah.
Hopefully the charge will still stay confirmed. And thank you so much for calling.
Well, it's not. I'll use another bank card because I have a Regions bank card. Because apparently that card keeps getting refunded.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling. And I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.